This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is Youth Services Librarian Michaela Miller over at the Kuskokwim Consortium Library, speaking to them about the 2025 Winterfest here in Bethel at the Cultural Center. Is KYUK's Matthew Hunter. Good morning, Michaela. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Matthew. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. It is very cold out, though. I don't enjoy that.
No, it was a harsh reality coming out of my house at 70 degrees, and I'm like, oh, it's so warm in here. Oh, my gosh, it's so cold out here.
Yeah, the instant change of temperature is just, I'm not a fan of it. We are here to talk about this year's 2025 Winterfest. What can you tell me about that?
Winterfest is our non-denominational, any sort of holiday, Winterfest, carnival. It's kind of a fundraiser, but it's mostly just an opportunity to have fun, do crafts, live your best life at doing fun little holiday themed activities. We are partnering with several organizations to put this on. One is TWC's Teens Acting Against Violence. Mm-hmm. They are going to be doing cookie decorating.
I enjoyed that last year. That's what I loved.
It's fantastic. I just baked, like, with the help of some members from TWC, like 600 cookies on Monday.
Phenomenal. That's insane. That's a lot of cookies.
It's a lot. But imagine baking them and rolling out those dough. All that dough, my hands still hurt.
I bet your kitchen is still messy to this day.
No. I cleaned. Okay. I cleaned. Don't give them that idea, Matthew. Did I do the dishes? No. But there is no flour on those counters.
For sure.
But then we partner with Jimmy Rudin, a local artist in Anchorage, who is doing crafting. So he's going to be doing, like, different holiday crafts, like ornaments, other things like that. We'll be doing a book giveaway, so if you want, we'll have some wrapped books marked with ages for the kids, but then we'll also just have some free books. If you want to not be surprised, I definitely ruin every single gift I ever get every single year because I just want to open it.
For sure.
Really. A power of being an adult means opening Christmas gifts as soon as you get them. We are also partnering with Bethel Actors Guild, who is going to be hosting a, like, charades game. The library will be running games. There'll be concessions for sale by a local vendor. It's just going to be a holly jolly time. And it's a suggested donation for one person is $1. For a family, it's $5. But, again, it's just a donation. We just kind of want the community to come out. We're trying to, you know, raise a little bit of money. We do have KuskoCon coming up. So, it's going to be a pretty cool event.
Yeah, for sure. I remember my time last year when KYUK, we had a booth last year. It was Guess the Song. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. A lot of people went out from the community. Again, I believe there was a cakewalk last year.
Oh, yeah, we're doing cakewalks again this year.
All right, for sure.
Not as many cakewalks, just because we're down a library staff member right now, but we are still doing cakewalks. All the normal things.
For sure. And, and we also did, a photo booth as well with, like, props with the holiday theme. That was really fun.
There'll also be a photo booth this year.
For sure. Yes. Who's doing it this year?
We are doing it, but we're partnering and getting help from Kelsey Keim, who is a local photographer, who's just going to help. She's mostly just going to be there to help take pictures on people's phones, and then we have props available. There will be no Santa this year, unfortunately. He couldn't make the time. It's a busy season for him.
Yeah, for sure. Going around the world giving gifts to kids, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. When and where is this event happening for Winterfest?
Winterfest is going to be this Sunday, December 14th, from 12 to 3 p.m. in the Cultural Center. There is also, like, the Cookie Palooza that the YK Lifesavers Fund is doing, the YKFC Lifesavers Fund, and that's at 2. So you will have plenty of opportunity to do all the things that you could ever want to do on Sunday.
For sure. And what are the other vendors that are out there? So we have, you said you have a photo booth, we have a crafting station, right? Cakewalk. What else do we have?
Well, my God, there's just a lot. So we're a book giveaway. There's going to be bingo. Library staff are going to be running a board games as well, just as a little downtime stuff. We have, I don't know, I think it's just more of like everyone coming together and helping make it happen. But, mm-hmm. like, I feel like that's a lot. But maybe it's just because I feel like it's a lot because I'm the one planning it.
For sure. Yeah, no, it sounds like it's going to be like a tough plan this year. But, hey, I mean, it's going to be great. Last year was great. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my time thoroughly there. There was a lot of good food. The environment was good. A lot of people were, just in that holiday cheer. Everyone was doing everything from ranging from taking photos to making crafts, you know, eating cookies after decorating them. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. If anyone wanted to reach out to, if they have any questions or if they themselves want a booth, if that's possible, mm-hmm. Who could they reach out and what's the number?
To the library at 907-543-4516 and just ask for Michaela. You can also email us at uaf-bethel-library@alaska.edu. Mm-hmm. For any questions or any, like, interest in putting on a booth, but mostly just we would just want to see community come out and kind of not support the library necessarily, but just come out and enjoy, have a good time. Mm-hmm. We're just so thankful for all the volunteers and all the people who are able to help us make events happen as well. Like, I've had a lot of people step up and kind of help out with this event, and it's just so amazing. And it's just a reminder of not only the season, mm-hmm. but also of what a beautiful community Bethel is and the way we're all willing to come together to make really cool events happen.
For sure. We're kind of winding down here, Michaela. Is there anything else that you would like to add for this event?
Just that everyone is welcome. We do require kids who are under the age of 10 to be accompanied by an adult to all of our programming. So I want to see all those kids here. I do need to see adults with your kids, unfortunately.
At all times, for sure.
Yeah. So just again, this Sunday, December 14th, from 12 to 3 p.m. in the Cultural Center.
All right. Thank you for your time, Michaela, and thank you for this exciting event coming up, Winterfest.
Thank you, Matthew, for having me.
Right. And that was Michaela Miller, the Youth Services Librarian at the Kuskokwim Consortium Library, speaking to KYUK's Matthew Hunter about Winterfest coming up on Sunday, December 14th from noon to 3 p.m. Don't miss out. A lot of events going on, ranging from to cookie decorations to photos to cake walks to book giveaways. Don't miss it.
This is Coffee at KYUK.